my name is Sandy Timko. I'm a resident of St. Catharines, Ontario. I've lived here all my life, mostly in the north end of the city. And the arena is a part of my life, as was Brock. I just loved going to Brock when I was there. There were only about 2,500 students at the time, so it was great. Lived north end most of my life, so.
Okay, so when did you visit the arena first?
Oh, probably when I was maybe 7 or 8, somewhere in there. My mother always wanted to be a nurse, but because of the war, she had to quit school and go work, so she couldn't go on to further studies. So she joined St. John's Ambulance, and she said she used to practice on her boyfriends, wrap them all up, and I could just imagine her doing this, putting them in splints and everything else. But she also would volunteer. So my brother loved watching hockey. My dad was a sportsman. In fact, he would have been at the Olympics as a rower, except for Hitler, because the Olympics were canceled. So he was quite the sportsman, but he never really watched sports on TV per se, but if they'd go out on a Saturday night dancing or whatever, we would watch the games. And so I would say to Gary, well, what did they blow the whistle there for? What are they doing there? And that's how I learned hockey. So when the Teepees were the farm team of the Chicago Blackhawks, they played their games in St. Catharines, and Chicago Blackhawks actually played their exhibition games in St. Catharines pre-seasons in the years. That's when it was the original six. Well, Gary decided that he wanted to go see the games, and of course, I was going too. So he'd say to Mom, can you volunteer? And so she would. She put her name down to volunteer at the games just in case there were any kind of injuries or whatever. So she would take the two of us, and at the time, my younger sisters weren't born yet, so we went to the arena to watch the Teepee games, and we watched them during most of the season, and then twice they won the Memorial Cup. Memorial Cup, so I would have been about 6 and Gary would have been about 4. So yeah. I don't know if we saw the first one, but the guys who played were like Stan Mikita, Chico Mackey, Pat Stapleton, Dennis Hull, I think, was on St. Michael's team. Who was the other one? Elmer Vasco. So a lot of those guys went on to Chicago. So we got to see them and watch them play. And it was good games. And I'm a really crazy hockey fan. I just love watching. In fact, the last Ice Dogs game I went to, they scored 7 goals. I was hoarse the next day. That's how much I get involved with hockey. Dog hates it when I watch hockey games. But I only watch the Stanley Cups because I don't like fights. But that's why I like the original six. But anyway, so Mom would volunteer, and Gary and I would stand. We couldn't necessarily get a seat because we hadn't paid for anything, but she would always say, well, I had to take the kids, you know. So, and we were always self-sufficient, so they were okay with her bringing us to the games. Well, then as the game started, we would find seats. It was usually down the far end of the arena that we would sit. And I think my brother got a hockey stick from Pat Stapleton, but I can't be sure. I'm not positive, but they were like young guys, just, you know, having fun. It was good games, and they got good crowds. It was a local team, and like I said, the Chicago Blackhawks would play in September, so people would come out and see that. And my dad told me that his older brother, Eddie, helped build the arena.
Okay.
And Eddie Timko. And as far as I know, a lot of guys who worked at McKinnon's did that too. I don't know what Uncle Ed did, but Dad was a bit too young, I think. My dad was a welder. Whether he did some work there or not, I'm not sure, but I know Uncle Eddie did. He used to say, oh, he built the rafters or something like that, I think, when my dad would go to the arena with us. So when the Teepees left, we really didn't go down that much. But then after I left Brock, I got I used to take a lot of night courses, mm-hmm. and when I was at Brock, the phys ed center wasn't built yet, so okay. I couldn't take phys ed as a major, which was unfortunate because I loved playing sports. And for some reason, I got involved with the Brock hockey team, not involved per se, but I would go down to the game, and I think they played in Thorold for a while, but then they played at Garden City. And Lauren Adams and Wayne Campbell were the coaches. And a couple of guys I knew, Dave Burt, B-I-R-T, and Ron Colangelo were on the team. And the reason I remember them is because I was teaching at Maywood and they were at Teachers College, so they did their practice teaching at Maywood. So they would come in. And then after the game, everybody went across the street to the back of what was the Queensway, and they had something called the Blue Line Club. And it was a nice pub night for Brock, mostly Brock students and guests. So it was all my age, and I was newly teaching, and we had a great time with it. So those are basically my memories.
What have you noticed over the years about the state of the arena?
In the 50s, when we would have gone, it was 15, 20 years old. So it was still fairly new. The seats were in good condition. It was a lot of... I remember the wide steps going up into the seats and the railings. And then, of course, the walkways going into the dressing room and whatnot. I don't think we ever sat behind the players' benches. We were always at the end zones. But Mom knew where we were all the time, of course. And like I say, when I went back to the Brock games, you could see the age. It was getting there. Mm-hmm. And then they said they're building Rick Steimers and Jack Gatecliff. And I sort of knew Jack Gatecliff because my parents' next-door neighbor, she used to room with the Gatecliffs. Years ago,
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was quite a good sports writer.
But he wrote a lot, didn't he? He
did. Pardon?
He wrote a lot.
He had a column in the Standard all the time for years. Yeah, he was very knowledgeable.
He was with the paper, I think it was mid-50s through 2000, I believe.
Easily. Yeah, he always read Gatecliff's column. So that when they said they were naming the other arena after him, I wasn't surprised. But mm-hmm. Garden City was kind of my first arena, so it holds a special place in my heart that way because of the TPs, because of the Hawks. In fact, I'm still a Hawks fan, people. And you'll find people in St. Catharines are. They'll like the Sabres, mm-hmm. the Leafs. Why, I don't know, but anyway, that's my opinion. But you'll find Hawks fans and Sabres fans when the teams expanded, mm-hmm. of course, then people would go to the Buffalo games because that was very close. Mm-hmm. But you'll find the banners. In fact, there's a guy down the street who hangs out a Blackhawks flag during the hockey season. And there's a guy on Lakeshore who has a license plate, and he's got a thing in the window for the Blackhawks. So those roots go way back. And so the guys who played then would have played at Garden City Arena because that was the only basic arena in the city. The city at the time was 32,000, somewhere in there in the 50s. It amalgamated in 60, and then in 61 it was incorporated with Grantham Township, Louth, Port Dalhousie, and Meriton, and then it became the city of St. Catharines. And the city itself ended at Carlton Street, and then north of that was all Grantham Township, and east of that was all Grantham Township, and that led into Meriton. Right. So I think Meriton might have had their own arena.
They still do, actually.
Yeah,
Brock uses it.
And in fact, people in Meriton are still staunch Meritons. I taught at Ferndale, so they did a lot of things in the history and talked about Meriton, even though it's been part of St. Catharines since 1961.
Now you said that you guys sort of stopped after the TPs left. Was the arena still popular?
Oh, it was still going. I think there were other teams that might have been there, but I don't know whether or not. the teepees lasted for a while after. Of course, they were sponsored by Thompson Products, right? So a lot of people from there would go around to the games, of course. And they, anybody who worked at Thompson Products would know. But it's always been in use. There's always been something going on. I don't know whether the teepees lost their franchise or whether they just didn't have the crowds anymore or what, but I think other teams did. Maybe some recreational sports were done there. I don't know the history of that because I really wasn't, I was back in high school then, I didn't care about that part. When the museum, I don't know if they still have that little net thing here in the museum. I've brought different people here to visit, and if it's young kids, they go in there and play, and so it's fun.
Did they do anything, do you remember, perhaps for the seats? Because we were told that the seats to this day are still the original ones.
That's very possible.
I don't know if you remember anything about like a fundraiser to help repair the seats or anything about
that. Yeah, I think there was one. But there have been fundraisers for, that's vaguely familiar, but I couldn't tell you when that occurred. It was probably prior to the building of the new ones. I still call that the new arena, you know, because Rex Steimer's...
Well, it was almost 30 years after. I think it was 65 or 66.
Yeah, but Gatecliff and Rex Steimer's, that was... those are the new arenas. Of course, the one out in the West End. But Brock used to... they did their hockey there, and then they... had hockey in Thorold too for a number of years, but I don't think they had seats there, so they couldn't get the crowds. But I did go to the Meridian Center and watch the first Brock hockey game about 4 years ago, maybe. They played, the old timers played the very first game, they played Guelph. Apparently, that's a tradition at the Meridian Center.
So you shared your memories. If you had to pick a favorite memory when you were there, it's the games,
winning the Memorial Cup.
What can you tell us about being at that game?
Oh, that was 60 years ago. That's a long time back. I don't know that I can. I just remember a lot of cheering, a lot of high five. Well, they didn't do high fives back then. They a lot of cheers, hockey sticks in the air, and whatnot. Everybody was in such a joyous mood, and the guys really deserved it. They played good hockey. That was when hockey was hockey to me. Like I say, I only watched the playoffs because then you don't fight as much, and that's usually the Stanley. Stan and Ann Timko helped build St. Christopher School. My mom was very adamant about us going to a Catholic school. At 5 years old, I used to walk up Marmora Street to Queenston Street, catch a city bus, and go downtown to St. Nicholas School. 5 years old, no school buses. Coming home, the bus drivers would get off the bus and help me cross Queenston Street because I was a little girl. They'd watch to make sure I got across, or they'd get out of the bus and take me across.
That's very different.
Yeah, and then that was kindergarten. Then in grade one, I had to go to St. Catherine's School, which is down by the cathedral.
Yeah.
And again, city bus till grade two. So my parents went to the cathedral and said, why don't we have a school in the North End for Catholics? Well, so the Monsignor said, well, you build one, we'll help you with it. So Mom and Dad formed. I can remember the school board meetings being in the kitchen table on Memorial Street. And my mom was the secretary treasurer, and they did the hiring for St. Christopher's. And it was right at the edge of Grantham Township. People think it's in Meriton, but it's not. It was right at the edge, where Woodrow is. And that was way out in the boonies at the time.
Not now.
But my mom came here when she was seven from Slovakia. I think they lived in Galt for a while, but I'm not sure. But she grew up mostly in St. Catharines. Dad, his family came to Canada around 1911. His parents married in 12, I think. And then they had couple houses on Manning Street Grandpa built, but they also had a farm on Scott Street where Heatherwood is right now. That was the old Temco farm. And so we're St. Catharines people, you know. My brother has actually got an award from Brock. He was the Governor General's Medal in physics when he went, and he worked for the NRC for a number of years. So he lives in Orleans. And then my two sisters live other places. Jan went to Guelph, and Pam didn't go to university. She went to Niagara College. So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we're... This is my town. Yeah, but the arena has always been there. It's you just went to when you said the arena, you just went to Garden City. You didn't even think of going anywhere else. That was just part of growing up and being a part of St. Catharines.
Do you remember any other events occurring at the arena besides all? Because we know in the later years there were perhaps some concerts. There used to be...
We had the Grantham Reunion there, I think.
Grantham Reunion?
Oh, no, that was the other... That was Rex Steimer's. That wasn't the Garden City.
That's okay.
Yeah, 1992, we had the Grantham Reunion there. And because the school closed that year, and then it went to the Catholic School Board. And I remember Jim Bradley was there, and we're all of us standing in a semicircle, and we were just horsing around. I don't think we had a school song, but we were just talking and whatnot, and Jimmy said, well, we're going to have another one in 2000. Okay, Jim, we'll have one in 2000. We didn't have a school to go to, but this, you know, but we did it at Simcoe in 2000.
Because you were graduating class of 66, weren't you?
67.
67, okay.
That was my centennial project. I graduated from high school. And then I swore I'd never set foot inside a school again as long as I lived.
And then you taught for?
16 and a half years, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I learned not to burn bridges.
Yeah, pretty much.
Never burn bridges, because you never know when you have to cross them again.
I actually have a question about while you were teaching. In some of the research I found the name of a man, John Sitak.
Sitak?
Yeah, because he taught across from you, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a...
I was wondering, because I looked up, and I guess he, I don't know if you know it all, but his relation, but I guess he coached basketball and hockey, did he?
That could be.
I don't know if you knew anything from him about them using the arenas for anything?
No. John taught shop across the hall from me.
Gotcha.
And he was a practical joker, as was I. I was his secret pal one year, and I surprised him at a staff meeting, and the principal said to me, Sandy, I've never seen John speechless, but you did it. I'm impressed. I had a lady in a tuxedo, you know, those short little tuxedos coming. Yeah. His birthday was the end of January, and Valentine's Day, and we had the February meeting, and I said to the principal, I want to fake out John, and he said, yeah, we got some parents coming, so make sure she comes at 4:30. So sure enough, the secretary brought her down because she wanted to see this too. She was in on it. And she walked into the staff meeting. We had a big, long table. There were about 15 of us on staff. And she walked in, is John Sitak here? And John. So she did her little happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day thing to do to him. This is from your secret pal. So as we were leaving, we were in the library, and John and I were going right to our rooms, and he says to me, I wish I knew who my secret pal was. And I said, why? He says, because I'd like to get her a leopard skin bikini. And I said, well, John, what makes you think it's a woman? Do you really think a woman would have another woman come and do this? And he said, oh, you got a point. So I threw him right off. But yeah, John was a good guy. He was Slovak too. In fact, he built something for my house for me, and I fed him a Slovak dish that he really liked. So he's gone now, unfortunately. He was. The kids liked him. He was always helpful, and I could see that he would coach the teams, but that I wasn't sure.
I know in 1973 they enclosed the Hague Arena.
The what?
The Hague Arena.
On Hague Street, yeah.
I didn't know if that would have an impact at all on Garden City? I don't know if it
probably mattered. Not because Rick Steinmers and Gatecliff were already there.
They were already there,
and
okay.
I think Haig did a lot of recreational sports. I was never in that, but it was more of a community arena where people would go to skate, and I know my first roommate, her and her boyfriend, used to go down to skate there a lot.
What was your reaction? Like, how was your opinion to hearing about potential news for the arena?
I was kind of sad, you know, because it's been such a big part of the life of St. Catharines, been there, and it's the arena.
Yeah.
You didn't even think of it as anything other than the arena.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the new ones had to be built because the city expanded and more people were living here. And but a lot of, I'm sure high school teams played there. We didn't have a lot of sports like that back in high school. Women couldn't even row when I was in high school. So they really come a long way. But to me, that's the arena. When you say the arena, I think of Garden City.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun with the Blue Line Club. The Queensway was right across. And I think it was just open for Brock students, but I'm not positive. I don't think it was a regular nightclub. It was a nightclub for other times, but Thursday night was Brock night, and two of my friends who I taught with at Maywood, the three of us would go down to the games, cheer our heads off, and then go across the way for a beer or two. So, yeah, and they had a lot of good support. If they hadn't built Brock, my life would have been so different. I was so happy when it was built. Yeah, they had the lower campus was the science campus, and my brother was there most of the time because he was a physicist, a geophysicist, and I was up top. But there was Thistle, there was the tower, and then they built the psych zigzag, and that was as far as it went. And then when I graduated, then Teachers College was there.
Yes.
And then they built the phys ed center, and I used to play racquetball down there. And I used to get after Bob Davis and say, when do you put another racquetball court in? And he'd say, after the pool. So I went back and I said, Bob, the pool's built, we're not doing it. Come on, we need another racquetball court in the city.
Oh my gosh.
And then White Oaks opened, so.
Actually, also asking, I just thought of now that we're talking about some other places, do you remember any like other big establishments around the arena or just like shops or anything? Anything about the community specifics?
Didn't really go downtown all that much. I did, like I say, I lived there for 8 years, so that was convenient. I didn't have a car, so that was easy. Lived right on St. Paul Street, actually. Great apartment. But there was something on the corner of Raritan and Geneva. But I know my dad took us down a few times.
Mm-hmm.
He liked sports. He wasn't a hockey buff per se, whereas some people, Saturday night is hockey night and that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
He really didn't watch that much, so Gary would commandeer the TV on Saturday night. But I also learned, it must have been before we went to the TP games that I learned about hockey, because I wasn't really saying to him, why are they blowing that? Oh, that's offside, or he crossed the line, or whatever. I knew at that point what hockey was all about. So to me, the arena is hockey. They have had other events there, of course, because it was the biggest place. There might have been boxing. I think there might have been a boxing event. But I wasn't involved with anything along those lines. And the reason we got to go was because my mom volunteered. We wouldn't have been able to afford it with one salary and, well, at the time, two kids, but then it ended up four kids, and you just didn't have the money to go to the games. Like, now I'd love to go to the Ice Dogs games. In fact, Rod Mahood was one of my...
Really?
So, yeah. And when I had girls from Columbia come and stay with me, he got me tickets to see the games, and he gave them a shout out at the game. And of course, they had never seen hockey. They just, it's so fast! But, yeah.
That's wild. Thank you.